Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, Chef Norman Van Aken delivers a word on food, and Marilyn Bauer gives us her Palm Beach Arts Calendar. The museum, library, and research center known as the Wolfsonian FIU has a new season of exhibitions and events coming up. Their latest collaboration celebrates history and art with the Coconut Grove community at the bookstore in the Grove. The organization has a new director as well. Our contributor, Charles Greenfield, introduces us to him in this segment of South Florida Arts Beat.
One of South Florida's true gems for cultural arts is Miami Beach's Wolfsonian FIU Museum on Washington Avenue and 10th Street. It is an imposing neo-Spanish Renaissance fortress with an equally striking carved sandstone frieze above its entrance. Originally Washington Storage Company from 1926, the structure was bought, refinished, and transformed by philanthropist Mitchell Wolfson Jr. into a museum and research center for art and design in 1986. With over 180,000 pieces from furniture, industrial design objects, ceramics, rare books, propaganda posters, textiles, and ephemera produced from 1885 to 1945, the collection has transitioned from its private role to a public museum with great potential for further growth. In May, it was announced that Timothy Rogers from the Scottsdale Museum of Contemporary Art would become the new director effective July 1st. Says Mitchell Mickey Wolfson Jr., "Tim is fully poised for his new challenge. His appointment, enthusiastically approved by the Wolfsonian and FIU, will give us all new confidence and undoubtedly new directions in order to maintain the institution as a world leader in transmitting the importance of design from one generation to the next, which is the highest responsibility of an educational research institution." Recently, I spoke to Timothy Rogers about the new direction of the Wolfsonian FIU and his ideas on achieving new expansion both in the physical plant, through the internet, and increased public traffic. Timothy Rogers, welcome to South Florida Arts Beat.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tim, briefly describe your background in the arts and what led you to the Wolfsonian FIU. I believe your relationship with them goes back to 1989 with a published article you wrote.
That's correct. I've spent my entire career, actually, in the arts, one form or another. I started as a painter, and then I transitioned to art history, and then eventually I found my way to museum work. But you're right, my very first article that I published in graduate school in 1989 was with the Wolfsonian, and so you remember things like that.
And what was it about?
I can tell you what it's about. It was about Artis Van Briggel, and he was an American art potter in Colorado. And what I was looking at was trying to understand the relationship between style changes, and marketing, and how it is that marketing might have been leading the way and helping artists make decisions about what kind of styles they should adopt.
Well, that sort of leads into the next question, which is, what is the mission statement of the Wolfsonian FIU collection? And marketing has something to do with that.
Definitely. And I'm not going to give you an actual mission statement, but I'd certainly like to answer that in relation to kind of the broader purpose of the Wolfsonian. The Wolfsonian is presenting objects that were created between 1850 and 1950, and we're trying to help people understand the diverse stories connected to those objects so that we could look at our world, I think, in more complex terms, because these are often the same objects, different designs that we're using today, but we don't often think about them seriously, and the Wolfsonian is our chance to pause and reflect.
Now, transforming a large private collection administered by a public university into a relevant 21st century art and research center is quite a task. Give us a general overview of the steps you will take to bring the collection to a wider audience, a five-year plan, so to speak.
Right. Well, that is a very large question, but a good one, and I've certainly been thinking about it a great deal. One of the assets, one of the many assets that the Wolfsonian has is its relationship with Florida International University. And I want to strengthen that partnership and strengthen our relationship with the students, over 50,000 of them, and there will be many more in the next 5 years, on that campus and elsewhere. I want them to have access to the collection, to the exhibitions, to our thinking, and then through that, of course, the community at large. And so we are looking very closely at how it is that we forge that relationship with FIU.
Now, where do you draw the line between modern and contemporary? Is the distinction so easily drawn, or are there subtle interconnections and fusions?
You ask all the hard questions, don't you? I've spent a career on that question. That's a hard one. And it's arbitrary to some degree, to be quite honest. The concept of modernism wasn't in place in 1850. And so no one woke up that day and said, now we're modern. Instead, this is a term that was applied by historians in hindsight. What they were recognizing, that there was a shift in culture around 1850. Now, that shift took many different forms, and that's what the Wolfsonian is constantly investigating. Why did something occur that made the world seem different, that objects took on a kind of different look, a different design, a different purpose?
Now, ephemera. I came across this because ephemera is something that is in the collection. What is it? And some examples.
Well, we do have a very broad-ranging collection of about 180,000 objects, and many of those things are like postcards. They don't really fall into a category that is normally used by a museum, painting, sculpture, books, etc. And so it can be kind of put into the category of ephemera. They can even be even slighter things than that. They could be medals, for instance, that are very important, but obviously don't fit into any of the typical categories.
What about a propaganda poster, for example?
Posters can fit into works in paper, and so they will tend to fall into that category. You could say the same of postcards, but I think that there's a size and quantity difference there, and so they can often fall into the category of ephemera. It's a catch-all phrase.
Talk more specifically about the physical and digital expansions you're planning for the Wolfsonian FIU.
Well, the Wolfsonian was very fortunate in that the county has granted it a $10 million bond in order to consider and create eventually an expansion. And so we are in the process now of thinking how best to use that money in order to expand the building. Now, that could either be on its current site in South Beach, or it could be in FIU's, you know, kind of allocation of land. And so that is one of the many discussions that we're having right now.
The current summer exhibition at Wolfsonian FIU is Women, Art, and Social Change, the Newcomb Pottery Enterprise. It ends, I believe, August 30th. Briefly describe that for us.
Well, first, I just want to say it's an incredibly beautiful show, and I think that that's the most important thing for people to keep in mind. Come and see this show. Unless you go to Tulane, you're never going to see these objects again traveling. They have been traveling for a while, but then they're going to cease traveling, and then they go back to their home at Tulane University, and that's where they will remain. This is a show that is looking at incredible arts and crafts ceramics that were created by women at Tulane University. And as I said, incredible quality, really beautiful.
Now, there are two small installations that are available right now, one on Miami Beach and one on Depression era murals. Small room, small exhibition.
Exactly. And I encourage people to come down and see the wonderful small exhibition on Miami Beach right outside of our library. I don't think that people always recognize that we have a significant research library and archives, and that exhibition will be right outside of that space.
You're going to have a very big show November 12th called Margin of Error. Would you give us a preview? I know that Man Ray, the great photographer, Lewis Hine, are part of that show.
Exactly. This is a fascinating show. I think that, and right now, Miami is such a perfect example of this. We get very caught up in the idea of progress and the future and building and expanding. We sometimes don't always take into consideration the cost of that and the number of things that fail, the errors that occur, the disasters that happen. All we're thinking about is the big, shiny skyscraper. We don't always think about all of the difficulties and problems that occurred in its creation. So this exhibition is looking at many of those issues, these errors, if you will, that occur as part of our ongoing quest for progress.
Now, the Man Ray, for example, what is that? It's going to be a photograph?
I am told, and I haven't had the pleasure of seeing it yet, and I'm very excited by the possibility, is that it is going to be looking at electrification and kind of giving us a take on that. I would imagine that knowing Man Ray, it is not going to be just simply a light bulb. It's going to be something a little more spectacular.
And that's interesting because we have the 110 volt as opposed to the Europeans with 220. And that was because there were two proponents of electricity at the time.
Exactly.
One was a failure in terms of not succeeding in the United States, and the other was successful.
No, and I know that all too well because I cut my own hair, and when I moved to London, I used the same hair cutter, and it started on fire.
Well, what's on for 2016? Cuba, I hear?
Yes, we're going to be doing a large exhibition looking back at Cuba, pre-revolutionary Cuba, and it's a wonderful collection of objects out of a personal collection from someone in New York who will be giving this to the Wolfsonian.
Well, Timothy Rogers, I want to thank you so much for attending South Florida Arts Beat.
Oh, well, thanks for having me.
Museum, library, gift shop, and research center, the Wolfsonian Florida International University explores the period of 1885 to 1945 through the original collection of Mitchell Wolfson Jr. with over 180,000 objects. The collection speaks of technology, history, and social changes with works on paper, ceramics, glass art, books and posters, film, photos, textiles, furniture, metals, and ephemera. Open since 1995, the Wolfsonian FIU is one of South Florida's best examples of art working to uplift the public. For information on exhibitions and museum hours and fees, call 305-531-1001 or go to their website at wolfsonian.org. For South Florida Arts Beat, I'm Charles Greenfield.
Charles Greenfield is a classical music contributor for the Sun Sentinel and has written for the Miami Herald. You can email him at cdgpm@bellsouth.net. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat continues in just a moment.